games like that, you know, the last four, are is it better to play that kind of hockey than a blowout or?
Yeah, I think so. You know, really, really good opponents, obviously. Teams that are either fighting, you know, fighting to make the playoffs or establish themselves, you know, as a contender. So, yeah, it was kind of a weird game tonight. I mean, we're on the kill seemingly all night. You know, the guys that aren't on the kill kind of lost their juice a little bit. But you just got to battle. Hopefully, that doesn't happen again going forward. But you never know. We might have to go through that sometime this spring, and you know, you got to find a way to go through it.
Thoughts on Brandon scoring three?
Yeah, you're so happy for him. You know, that line doesn't really have a glamorous job. You know, they're supposed to go out there and basically just shut down the other team's best players, play heavy on them. Not a glamorous job by any means, and I think they've done just an outstanding job of it all year, especially when they've been healthy playing together. So to see a guy like Tanny come in and, you know, have a big night, I'm sure he's going to remember this for a long time. You know, that was as excited as I've seen our bench all year, so that was awesome.
A challenged goal. You guys seemed sure that it was offside. What made you so sure?
Because it was offside. You know, the view from the side, you know, the puck was on edge. You know, it was offside. I think the problem was not enough, you know, to on 100%. You know, sway it the other way. So that's tough. I think that's another area for practice for us. You know, I think we were pretty sure about it, and you know, you got to be willing to make that call at some point too. You know, if you believe it's off, sometimes you got to roll the dice. But you know, it's not always going to go your way.
Down the stretch here, it sure has seemed like there's
so many different players who are the difference makers from game to game to game. Did you ever kind of just sit back and kind of shake your head at the depth that this team has had in regards to guys who step up and win games?
No, it's the reason why we are where we are. You know, it hasn't been one guy. It hasn't been, you know, a couple of guys. It's been everyone. You know, even not just statistically, but I feel like every single night there's a different player stepping up, a different line stepping up. You know, we are human, so not every guy is going to have their A game all 82 games. So, you know, when one of our guys has an off night, then we have enough guys that are able to pick them up most nights and give us a chance to win.
I believe you're leading the league in assists right now after tonight. Is that something you pay any attention to?
No, I was asked about it this morning too. You know, I don't really keep track of it. You know, once again, passing pretty good players, guys that can put the puck in the net. So makes my job easy.
Thanks. How much of a momentum changer was that shorthanded goal?
Yeah, that was big. You know, tough to come into a period killing a five minute penalty, and you know, tough to go 5-on-3 as well. So to respond and kind of get the momentum back in our favor was a big moment.
Game got some edge to it too. What caused that?
Two good teams playing each other.
Yeah,
I think so. You know, we are competitive by nature. That's why we are where we are, and I think that's why they are where they are too. So, you know, it was too bad we couldn't squeeze a couple more power plays. Maybe play a little bit more on their zone, but you know, I think the competitiveness is what it is this time of year. You'd like to see the balance be a little bit tighter in terms of the penalties, but our guys are playing hard, so that's just the way it goes.